us. And with us today, we have Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina. Served 31 years in the Garden Reserve. In the Reagan administration, he was Deputy General Counsel in the Department of Energy. 17 years as a state senator in South Carolina. Elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in the year 2000. Gained additional notoriety during the State of the Union address. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Well, Ty, it's an honor to be with you, and I really appreciate more than ever your efforts of promoting financial education. And so thank you. You're really making a difference.
Hey, well, I appreciate you saying that for sure. And I must admit, I didn't know a lot about you until the State of the Union address. Tell me, and since then, learned a great deal about you. And obviously, you're a great American. Tell me what motivated you to blurt out "you lie."
Well, first of all, it was a town hall moment, and my oldest son, Alan, who I'm very proud is running for Attorney General, the Republican nominee of South Carolina, called me the next day and said, "Dad, I know what happened." I said, "Well, what is it?" And he said it was a town hall moment. I do respect the president. I immediately, within an hour, apologized for the interruption, and to the credit of the president, vice president, they accepted the apology and then tied the statement from them was now let's discuss the issues, and that's what I've been doing for the past year.
Good for you. Good for you. And you know what? That shows a lot about you that you made that phone call that quickly. Good for you. Question, are illegals going to get medical treatment under this health care bill?
Well, sadly, I think this will occur. And I want to congratulate Congressman Nathan Deal for actually raising an amendment in Congress that would have barred illegal aliens from receiving the benefits, and that sadly was defeated by a party line vote. Then there were changes after the president's speech last September to provide for citizenship verification. But then when the final bill came into effect, it really is not fully. There's no real provision for verification.
I see. I got you. All right. Let's change gear. Let's change gears here just for a second. We've seen in the news this week that this pastor, this church in northern Florida is talking about burning the Quran, and everybody's up in arms about it. We have the Supreme General in Afghanistan, I believe it is, as well as the administration saying they shouldn't do that. But at the same time, we are being so tolerant of the Islamic religion and putting that mosque at ground zero. No one's coming out against that. I'd love to hear you weigh in on that.
Well, I'm consistent in that I believe that there should be respect for all religions, and so I would oppose the burning of the Quran, and then I would oppose the building of a Victory Mosque at the World Trade Center.
Right.
And so all of us need to be respectful of each other, and so I believe I'm very consistent by the position I have.
You know what? I completely agree with you. Obviously, this guy should not burn the Quran. It does put guys in our men and women in uniform in jeopardy around the world as well as here at home. But at the same time, as you just pointed out very eloquently, that the Ground Zero Mosque is a monument. That's what they do. Islamics do. They build mosques as a victory monument. And I just think that's completely out of line. But let's move on here. Question: how, when we look at, you're on the Foreign Affairs Committee. How dangerous is Iran right now?
I believe with the recent providing of nuclear fuel rods by Russia to Iran, that Iran is a greater danger to America and Israel than ever before. We already know that they've now developed a missile system that could reach as far away as Greece, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine. Could reach our ally to the east of India. All of these countries are at risk today. And in less than 5 years, Iran will have a missile capable of hitting the southeastern part of the United States.
Unbelievable. Hey, question for you. What do we do about it?
We should encourage regime change in Iran. And sadly, the current administration, we had an opportunity. The people of Iran are the successors to the great Persian Empire. These are very proud people. They're educated. They also have full access by way of cell phone, by way of satellite television and capability. We could encourage a regime change in Iran.
Congressman, this is Steve Rodriguez here. I have actually a three-part question. Number one, you bring up that the Russians are delivering part of the technology for this nuclear development in Iran. Are the Russians really a partner or a friend? Second part of that question is, if we do have to take out, is there a military option to taking out Iran's nuclear threat? And the third part is, should it be us or the Israelis if we do go down that path?
Well, great questions, and I don't understand. I have been working with Russia myself as a visitor to their country, and to me, the nuclear capability of Iran is just as much a threat, maybe a greater threat to the people of Russia than even the United States. It'd be a lot easier to have a dirty bomb delivered from Tehran to Moscow. I think they're very short-sighted. Russia should be reconsidering what they're doing. In regard to should this be a military option, I am really hoping that through ways of urging a regime change within the country, that we can do this without a military option. And then I would support Israel if they took action to protect themselves. We know Israel was very successful in making sure that Saddam Hussein didn't have a nuclear capability. They destroyed the reactors. We know that Israel was very successful in denying Syria the capability of creating nuclear weapons.
Right.
And so I would support Israel if they were to take action against Iran.
Hi, Congressman. This is David Nicholas. How do you think our relationship is currently with Israel? Do you think it's as strong as it was in years past, or can we do things to improve that?
I believe the relationship with Israel is not as good at all as it should be. First of all, I have a very high regard for Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. I had the opportunity to visit with him in Jerusalem, and I know he is a person of vision, a person who wants the survival of his country. But I'm very concerned that the current administration, particularly with the cutback on the missile defense system, which has been an insult to Poland, Czech Republic, I believe it's creating a threat to our allies of Israel, our Persian Gulf allies, a threat to also Saudi Arabia.
Wow. And, you know, I guess I'm 23 years old, and as we look at the next generation, I know you have sons, I believe, that are currently serving, but what would you tell to young people, to our generation, to motivate them to bring back that type of American greatness that I feel like we once had?
Well, I'm really grateful, and David, actually give credit to my wife, Roxanne. We have four sons currently serving in the military. Our two oldest sons have served in Iraq, our third son in Egypt, and our fourth son's an engineer and will be deployed at some time. I'm very proud of military service. I served 31 years, and the reason I did is because people who serve in the military are the finest, most dedicated, patriotic people I know.
Let me ask you this. This is Ty Young again. Do you believe that peace in the Middle East is achievable?
Yes, it is, but it needs to be done tied through strength. Ronald Reagan taught us that the way to achieve peace worldwide, the way that we could be successful in the destruction of communism, was not through weakness, it's through strength. And so for Israel itself and for our allies, and I was recently, last month, visiting Bahrain, a great ally of the United States, we need to encourage our allies to be strong. That's how we can preserve the peace in the Middle East.
Completely agree. I tell you, we're coming up on a hard break here. Can you stay with us till after the break?
Yes.
All right, we're going into the break here. This is the Ty J. Young Show. We're talking about, are we leaving a better America for our children than was left for us? We have the Honorable Congressman Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson is with us today. He's going to be with us after the break. After that, we have a couple of new questions for him, and we will go from there. We will see you after the break. All right, welcome back to the Ty J. Young Show. I'm your host, Ty Young, and with me today, as always, my co-host, I have David Nicholas and Steve Rodriguez, and we're talking today, our topic is, are we leaving a better America to our children than was left for us? And we have today with us the Honorable Congressman Joe Wilson, famous for a lot of reasons, and we're talking to him, and I'm just going to put the question right to you. Are we leaving a better America to our children than was left for us?
Well, two ways I look at it. One, I want to thank the veterans. the world that I grew up in was a bipolar world of communism versus democracy. And thanks to the veterans who are listening to this, we have a broader spread of democracy today than ever before. We do have the obvious global war on terrorism, but I truly believe that with the military we have, we the most professional and best-equipped military in the history of the world, that on in terms of defense, we're in a better world. But we know with the outrageous spending and irresponsible spending of the current administration that the young people of our country are going to be saddled with phenomenal debt. Currently it's $13 billion. They've authorized a trillion. They've authorized up to $14 trillion. The interest on that debt tie is going to be crippling for the young people of our country. And then for the senior citizens, it's a risk to the value of the dollar. And so people who are on fixed incomes, if the dollar were to collapse in value, people who are on Social Security would be put at risk.
No question. That kind of leads me to the financial reform bill. Chris Dodd, and you probably remember this quote, and I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, but essentially he said, after we come out with this huge financial reform bill, he says that he thinks it's probably not going to work and we'll fix it after the next financial crisis. I'd love to hear your comments on that.
Well, how sad is that? It was Chris Dodd, it was Congressman Barney Frank, indeed the current President of the United States, who every time there was an effort to try to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, every time there was an effort to reform, they stood in the way. In fact, the financial crisis was projected on in an article in September of 1999 in the Wall Street Journal that giving credit to people less than creditworthy would lead to a financial crisis. And so the people who should not be in charge are Senator Dodd, who is leaving office, and
thankfully,
Congressman Frank.
Yeah, that's unbelievable to me that the very people that that were at the helm as we have the banking crisis are the authors of the bill. Steve, you want to ask a question? Go ahead.
Yes, Congressman. Jumping in on that topic, you know, the polls suggest that Republicans could be taking back the Congress. If that is true, do you believe the Republicans have learned their lesson, that the American people are saying, stop the insane lunatic spending? Do we see that coming down the hill when the Republicans take the Congress?
And Steve, that's what I hear. It is insane lunatic spending. And I truly believe Republicans have learned the lesson. I will have to tell you that I've been working with people like Congressman Tom Price of Georgia through the Republican Study Committee. We always had a budget that was restrained in spending. And sadly, though, we had people on the Democratic side who kept adding to the spending, and to get a budget through, there was an additional spending. The bottom line is that if we get a sufficient change in the majority on November the 2nd, we can reduce spending. We can provide for, I believe, a recovery of our economy. We'll have more jobs. I'm confident that organizations like the National Federation of Independent Business, the Chamber of Commerce, U.S. and local, all of them will see a very brighter future, and there'll be jobs created.
Sir, obviously you're a great American. We appreciate your service, not only in the military, but also to our country and in Congress. If folks want to read your platform or they want to make a contribution to your campaign, how would they do that?
Well, Ty, thank you so much. If you go to joemeansjobs.com, and I'm very grateful. I've been doing a Joe Means Jobs tour of the district, promoting job creation, actually standing in the shoes of people I've been shadowing. Ty, I even did a radio talk show, Unscreened. And survived. And I've laid bricks at the State Farmers Market. I've served Wendy's hamburgers. I've had so many different opportunities. But if people will go to joemeansjobs.com.
That is joemeansjobs.com. Sir, thank you so much for being with us. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Well, again, thank you all for your promotion of financial education.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank
with
you.
A-